Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with Stephen Reinecke, who will be conducting the NSO in a special Thanksgiving weekend presentation of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mr. Reinecke, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks, Jason. It's good to be back.
So the reason we wanted to talk about this, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, it's explain why it's such a great family event when everyone's in for the holidays, why this is perfect to come to this.
You know, it does. It feels like the right time of year, and we've often been doing family-friendly movies around the Thanksgiving time. I mean, heading into Christmas season and all that, Harry Potter just feels right. And we've already done the first movie out at Wolf Trap, our summer venue last summer, and now here we are on book two, The Chamber of Secrets, and I'm looking forward to seeing all kinds of families and kids come out to join us this weekend.
Now, absolutely. You mentioned that you did the first movie, The Sorcerer's Stone, out at Wolf Trap. How does this score, again, it's a John Williams score, but how does this one compare to that first one? I know there's that same, you know, the famous theme we know, but how does Williams kind of also expand it for this one?
Well, you know, a lot of different things happen in this second book, which means a whole lot of different music. You get a couple of the same main themes that you know and recognize, but there's a lot of new themes and new music that was introduced in this second movie. It's not just, repeating everything from the first one, not by a long shot. And there's a ton of music in this movie as well. I mean, we play, like, constantly. There's hardly any time where the orchestra is just sitting around doing nothing. So it's really chock full of terrific John Williams music.
Take me into some of those different, I don't want to say tracks, but you know what I mean, like different selections throughout. Do you have a part that's the hardest or a part that you get the goosebumps the most? You know, go into some of the individual little slices of the movie that you get to play.
Yeah, there's a number of them. I would say one of my favorite parts of the movie to conduct, because I love the music so much, is in the first half of the movie, there's a fantastic Quidditch match. And that takes a lot for the orchestra. It's a lot of really exciting music for the orchestra to play, and there's not much dialogue, so the orchestra gets to shine for about 7 minutes of this very heroic Quidditch match. You know, it's got a lot of tension, and then some really cool things happen during it. Then the second half of the movie gets quite dark and sinister, with some of the creatures that we're introduced to. And of course, this is the movie that has Tom Riddle in it. Mm-hmm. And we find out a little bit more about who Tom Riddle really is. And, things really cut loose. Oh, about halfway through the second half of the movie, it's pretty much chaos from there till the end. So that really keeps us on our toes, and it's a lot of fun to do. It gets very dark and sinister as well.
Absolutely. And I think, just in case people are hearing dark and sinister, I mean, the Kennedy Center has it listed as ages 5 and up. So it's not, you know, you can still bring the family. But yeah, it definitely gets
Absolutely. I mean, but it's Harry Potter, which is right. Totally kid friendly. But, you know, everybody knows there's a Lord Voldemort in this.
You're not supposed to say that name. It's he who shall not
I
be
know.
Named.
Can't say it out loud, but I'll tell you, it's a wonderfully classic story of good versus evil. I mean, J.K. Rowling really hit on something when she created these characters and these stories and books, which thankfully were turned into really very fine films, and nobody better to score them than John Williams. So yes, they're very age appropriate for young kids. Kids love it all the way up through adults. That's what's amazing, that J.K. Rowling was able to create something that would captivate the imagination of such a broad demographic, wide range of ages and types of people.
As you're up there with your conducting wizardry wand, or the conductor's wand, are you like tempted to say Wingardium Leviosa or anything like that? I mean, when you're doing Harry Potter, it's got to be tempting.
You know, it really does feel like a magic wand when I'm holding my conductor's baton, because that's exactly what it looks like. Sometimes I wish I could cast a few spells here and there, just to make sure everything stays exactly on track. But we'll see. I'm certainly hoping to make some magic, though, this weekend with my own wand and bring this music to life and make sure we synchronize it all up perfectly. These things are hard, Jason. I mean, when I do these movies, it's the hardest thing I ever do, is to make it musical and to stay right with the movie and hit all the moments you're supposed to hit to really get the best effect out of it. And the synchronization takes a lot of concentration.
I believe you said, explain to our listeners what you said. I think in a past time you called it like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, you know, that video game Guitar Hero, I call it Conductor Hero because I'm watching a separate video monitor. The big movie's playing on a big screen above our heads for the audience to watch, but I'm watching a separate video monitor right in front of me that has all these what are called streamers and punches moving across it. Punches are just bright white flashes of light on certain beats of the musical bar, and then the streamers are colored bars that go from left to right across the screen, and when they hit the right hand of the screen, that's where I'm supposed to be exactly on a certain place in the music. So, you know, I see exactly how many of those I can hit right on the money. It is very much like playing a video game.
That's awesome. So that's sort of what you see on your end, but just sort of in closing, what is the audience? They're listening to T.O.P. When they show up at the Kennedy Center, explain if they've never been to one of these sort of live concerts paired with a movie screening, explain sort of what they're experiencing while they're sitting in their seat. What are they watching in front of them?
All right. Well, it's pretty darn awesome because we put up a big movie screen that hangs above the orchestra. So everybody watches the movie from start to finish, although there is an intermission because these movies are long. And then the National Symphony Orchestra is playing the entire movie soundtrack live to the picture, synchronized to it. So what you end up getting is you end up hearing the movie score, all the music in a different way than you do in a movie theater where it might be buried a lot underneath certain dialogue or special effects and not as important. But here you get to actually watch the musicians if you want. I think you should put your eyes on the players every once in a while and see what they have to do to make all this magic happen. But then you really hear the music in a different way and like the best surround sound you've ever heard. And it's really powerful and just adds so much to watching the film.
Well, there you go. So everybody come out. It's the Kennedy Center becomes Hogwarts from Friday to Sunday. NSO Pops with Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets live in concert. Stephen Reinecke, thanks so much. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks a lot, Jason.
Hey, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. All right. Take care, buddy.
See you next time.